Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had written, can we just slow things down? Everything is moving too fast. Is it you? Is it them? Can we just slow things down? And if any of you feel like it just, we're on a plane that's going, or a train that's going too fast, you're not the only one. I just read an article that we are using artificial intelligence in dentistry. We could use artificial intelligence now for practically everything. They're actually going to be using artificial intelligence to figure out a better dental crown. And even though that's cool, and it would be great to have a crown that fits and doesn't fall off and need to be replaced and figure out how to personalize things, I do feel like sometimes things are just going too fast. And when things go too fast, we make mistakes. A big concern I have is we are going to deter many humans from getting into certain fields that are going to be overtaken by AI or by other sorts of technology, that when we realize there's downfalls and there's negatives, we won't have a strong enough human base to tap in on. And so, you know, I don't really necessarily want to talk about dentistry right now because I love it. It's a fantastic field and we need all the help we can get. You know, a dental crown is the tooth-shaped cap that we place over an existing tooth or implant to create the look of a natural tooth and protect the nerve and to preserve its function. And we have a lot of issues with our dental health. You know, we keep talking about how people are avoiding their medical visits. I know people are also avoiding their dental visits. So we're going to have a dental health crisis any minute here. But in terms of the world and it going too fast and progress moving too quickly, it is okay to have that feeling like we might be moving too fast. Now, mind you, I don't want anything that has pervaded our past that was racist or biased or inappropriate, those things that have been long overdue of being fixed, they need to be fixed. But many of you who have never been prepared for your child coming to you saying, I don't know if I want to be a girl or a boy, you're unprepared. You're unprepared for an electric car takeover. You are unprepared for us possibly going to war with China. And so when things go too fast, the reason why you're having anxiety isn't so much that things are going too fast, is try to realize what is your anxiety about. Is it because you feel unprepared? Is it because you feel like we're making a mistake or making mistakes? Do you feel like we're not ready? And what is it that we need to be ready? I don't think we're ready to go to war with China. I don't think we have enough medications, supplies, and infrastructure to take on what we've been reliant on for China for decades. I don't think we're ready. And I think things are moving pretty quickly with China, but it's unfortunately possibly going to be inevitable if they want Taiwan. I don't think we're equipped and ready to deal with children questioning their gender to the degree that we're starting to see. And I think we need to have a better plan. As I told you, you know, there's true transgender individuals that are going to be sidelined because I think the average child doesn't want to be a boy or a girl. And it's going to be a very confusing time for many individuals. And then the true individuals that do need the help aren't going to be able to get it. We don't have enough counselors. We don't have enough doctors to help with transgender questioning. And now we're having a huge explosion. And parents are saying, look, my child now all of a sudden doesn't want to be a girl anymore. What do I do? So I say, you need to get your medical provider involved. Get a counselor involved to figure out, is it that they're just afraid of having a period? Or is it that they really, really don't want to be the sex or gender they are? But then what do we do about fertility? I don't think we're ready. I don't think we're ready to have a mass explosion of young kids questioning their gender. We need to figure that out and have an infrastructure in place. I don't think we're ready to deal with all the unwanted pregnancies and the questions of abortion and how we handle all the states and all the I don't think we're ready. But then again, with Roe v. Wade, it was a cluster and a half as well, with states choosing, you know, well, we're only going to restrict it this much, we're only going to restrict it this much. I don't think we have the infrastructure in place. So bring in, go back to the doctors. Let the doctors manage this. This way you don't have Walgreens pharmacists getting fired, and you don't have employers getting involved and taxpayers getting involved. Get the medical providers involved. Get the people who are trained. Whenever it seems like things are moving too fast, go to the people that have the training. And a lot of times we're not being asked. We're not being, you know, I mean, how many pediatricians have been recruited and asked about what do we do about kids who now all of a sudden are starting to fear moving towards adolescence and the gender that they're in? I mean, you know, get the pediatricians involved. I think it's been all about the politicians, and the politicians feel like they're the ones that have to head the train. They're the ones that have to fuel the train. They're the ones that have to, you know, be steering the ship. But when that happens, you have a community of individuals going, I just don't think we're ready. Look at what happened with mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots was a mess. Mail-in ballots was designed of a fantastic system that was perfected for those in the military and those who could not come to the ballots. And it was perfected for small numbers based in certain precincts. It was never designed to be the mode of the average election ballot. It wasn't supposed to handle the majority of the ballots. Well, we rushed to that. And yeah, it was a problem. You have many individuals concerned that they didn't get a ballot, or they got two ballots, or that the election didn't go as fair as it should have. That's the problem with things going too quickly. So, you know, you always want to make sure there's an infrastructure in place, and you want to make sure you're doing things right. So I get it. If you feel like you're overwhelmed, you're not the only one. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when we spoke about gaslighting, where patients feel like they're blown off or the doctor is telling them it's all in your head, it's all anxiety, one of our listeners wrote and asked about doctors' mental health and who's screening them and telling them when they should quit practicing. And apparently one of our listeners was yelled at by their doctor. Now, I don't have the full story, and I would love for you to call in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I understand he doesn't want to come on air to talk about this. But have any of you ever been yelled at by your doctor? Has your doctor ever yelled at you? That's uncalled for. Nobody should be yelled at. Now, Have I been playful with the patients where I told them that they were supposed to do something and they didn't? And I was like, what? Wait, you're not listening to me? What? Okay, I might play around, but have I ever yelled? Nope. There's no reason. There is no reason anybody should be yelling at a patient. I can't think of anything. Now, in the middle of a code, even shouldn't be yelling, but I could see that there might not be a lot of pleases or thank yous. I would try to say, I need some epi. Thank you. We need to up the oxygen. Where's the ambubag? Thank you. Can you put in another line? Now, I might forget to say please or thank you, but again, no yelling. Nobody should be yelled at. Now, could you be misinterpreting being yelled at? If, let's say, a medical provider told you to take a medication, you came back and you didn't, and now your blood pressure is worse, and they're like, what are you doing? I told you to take a medication. Right? You're going to get a stroke if you don't take the medication. Is that yelling? I can't tell you how many times the kid said, oh, yeah, I just got yelled at for that. And I'm like, who yelled at you? Dad. When? I didn't hear him yelling. He told you to go and take out the garbage. That wasn't yelling. Yeah, well, it wasn't his happy voice. That doesn't mean he was yelling. So, you know, when something like this happens, I want to figure out, well, what the hell is going on? What was it? Why were you, quote-unquote, yelled at? Again, if you truly were yelled at, you got another provider. Nobody should be yelling at you. And the reason why is your medical provider needs to be completely unbiased. They shouldn't dislike you. They shouldn't love you. They should need to be neutral. They need to care. And yelling is a sign of burnout. It's a sign of hatred. It's a sign of disgust and negativity, and we don't want that. On the flip side, it could also be the sign of frustration. And I have had patients that weren't taking care of themselves or doing things that they shouldn't have. Still, no reason to yell. Well, Dr. Dahlia, what if you have a patient that you don't want them to abuse narcotics and then they go and they abuse narcotics? I still want to yell at them. Maybe the reason why is their withdrawal was so painful that they were trying to stop the withdrawal symptoms. Still, you don't have to yell. You got to get that person help. But to answer the question, do doctors have any mental health screening? Well, in order for us to get our licenses, we have to obviously do CME. We have to do our continuing medical education. We have to, for some of us, recertify with the boards. We have to follow guidelines, and we have to answer questionnaires. Do we ever have a psychological evaluation? No. No, not really. So if you do have a doctor that is suffering, it might not get picked up on. If they are being incompetent, though, there seems to be some checks and balances that could pick that up. If a patient complains to the medical board, I know my medical board always investigates everything. So if somebody reports that this one doctor seems to be completely, you know, out of touch or doesn't seem to be, you know, managing their patients well, the medical board will investigate. And that's their job because they are responsible for the licensing. They need to make sure that anybody they license is not acting inappropriately, acting incoherently. I have seen doctors age out. I have seen doctors, most of them will retire on their own. Running a medical office or working for a medical corporation is so rigorous that if you do suffer from issues, you're not going to necessarily be able to keep up. So most people will on their own call it. But I am sure that the medical board can if they have to. But we also have issues where we're, and this is something that's kind of frustrating, but we are seeing patients and doctors not get along like they used to. And so I've also seen patients feel that their doctor doesn't like them because they're not like their previous doctor. So when I closed my practice to go and teach and do media full-time and telemedicine, every now and then I'll run into a previous patient, prior patient, either online, you know, calling into the telemedicine company or just out and about where I live. And they'll say their doctor isn't nice. And I'm like, well, that's the go find a new doctor. They go, but they're all like that. None of the doctors are nice. And so what is your definition of nice? Now, on a good day, and it wasn't every day, but on a good day, I would remember what they told me. I would ask about their family. I would joke around. And it would be as fun an experience as you can. I don't necessarily joke around with my patients anymore. I don't have the time. Many of these patients, I don't know. I'm only meeting them for the first time. So if you're seeing a medical provider for the first time, and you keep seeing different medical providers each time, no, they're not going to ask how your Aunt Mary's doing, or how Bob's truck is doing, or did you make the game, or what happened 3 months ago when you decided to do a career change. They don't know you. And you're not paying for nice. I think nice is valuable. I think everybody should be nice to their patients. I think having a sense of humor, having a humanism component to you is crucial. But I think a lot of medical providers now are so overwhelmed with the amount of patients they have to see that they're just going to concentrate on the medical issue at hand. And I think family medicine is changing where you're not going to have the doctor that you've had your whole life. Family medicine was designed where we would take care of you as a kid. Then we would take care of you as an adolescent. We would take care of you as a young adult. We would take care of you as you started your family. We would deliver your baby, then take care of your baby and you as a family unit, and take care of your aging parent, and then your grandparent, and then go through that whole, you know, it was amazing for me to take care of kids I delivered 15 years prior. You don't have that anymore. That's what family medicine was. Family medicine would take care of the family. Would encompass the old, the young, the new. You know, now it's more urgent care. Now it's more, well, what's your problem? Let me address it. So, you know, it's if you're frustrated, I get that. You know, but in terms of mental health screening is done if the medical board is asked to investigate somebody's mental health abilities and mental health. There was a doctor in Maine who had to undergo psychiatric testing because she questioned why the CDC wouldn't consider natural immunity when it came to the COVID crisis and vaccine mandate. That, I think, was a little too much. I think doctors are supposed to be advocating for boosting your immunity and appreciating what natural immunity can do with artificial immunity and vaccines. And so sometimes some of these medical boards could wield their power inappropriately. And I'm not sure whatever happened with her psychiatric evaluation, but we were told based on her questioning why the CDC didn't accept natural immunity as one of the ways to fight COVID, that was very frustrating for a lot of us doctors. Because I think mental health evaluations and mental health investigations need to be done on individuals that can unfortunately hurt themselves, hurt their patients, and instead it's being used for a political issue. You know, there are some doctors that may not support a vaccine mandate. We are supposed to follow the standard of care in terms of childhood vaccines, but a doctor is still allowed to have an opinion, especially if something is experimental or if something was emergency authorized. So it's interesting to see where it's going in terms of mental health exams. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Amid a long-running conflict over pay, pensions, safety, and more, daily workers did not show up for work today at the largest terminal at the Port of Long Beach, California. Experts say it would take about 4 days to create a crippling backlog of containers coming in and out. Searchers now believe they have found the last victims from the partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Three bodies were pulled from the wreckage today. This on the same day of the first lawsuit. It alleges that the city of Davenport and the building's owners knew of the dangers. One in, one out. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed papers with the Federal Election Commission ahead of his official presidential announcement on Wednesday. But New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's a no. He posted on Twitter and wrote in the Washington Post he will not seek the nomination. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the questions I got last week when I was out of town is, what did I think about congestion pricing, and will that help protect people's health in light of pollution? So I don't know if you guys have been following this. I'm right now trying to get up to speed, but pollution and traffic congestion, I think, is damaging to people's health. I think charging people to drive on the roads and dissuading people from working in person and staying remote to avoid the extra cost, I think would be damaging. So I don't think I'm a fan of this congestion pricing. So some major cities like Manhattan, LA County, are looking at this. And New York City may begin charging motorists traveling into major parts of Manhattan by next spring. It's called a congestion pricing plan, the first of its kind in the U.S. It is expected to get final approval this month, where it charges Easy Pass motorists driving south of 60th Street an extra $23. The MTA, or Metropolitan Transportation Authority, runs the city's subway, buses, and commuter rail lines, released on Friday a final environmental assessment of the plan that includes new concessions for low-income motorists as well as Uber and Lyft drivers. Apparently, many of them had protested because if they have to pay extra, that eats into the very little profit. And from what I understand, being an Uber or Lyft driver isn't worth the money. From what I understand, the damage and the wear and tear and the miles on their car, people throwing up in their cars, and the amount of money they actually make is not enough to survive on. And then you start to add an extra $23 off that it starts to hurt. But they say that the transit agency anticipates the U.S. Department of Transportation will give final approval after a 30-day public review period, which is a significant milestone that will allow construction to begin on tolling booths, and they call them gantries, and infrastructure. So according to Jan Lieber, congestion pricing means less traffic, cleaner air, safer streets, better transit. MTA officials expect congestion pricing to bring in $1 billion in new revenue a year that the agency will bond against to raise $15 billion. Those funds will help finance major capital products like expanding the Second Avenue subway to Harlem, updating the subway signal system, adding more elevators and escalators to stations. There's a 6-member traffic mobility review board. They're going to determine the specific tolling structure and discounts and exemptions. Drivers using Easy Pass can pay as much as $23 during peak hours, $17 during off-peak periods. But the final environmental assessment includes concessions. So passenger cars, taxis, for-hire vehicles like Uber and Lyft would only be charged once a day. So they'd still have to pay. But rather than going back and forth for multiple pickups, they would only get charged once a day. That's a lot of money, an extra $23 a day. For the first 5 years of the program, Easy Pass drivers making less than $50,000 a year could get a discount of 25% starting on their 11th trip. MTA estimates there's about 16,000 drivers in the area who would qualify for that. And then those who have incomes below $60,000 a year will be granted a state tax credit. So, you know, this, I have to admit, since COVID and since the lockdowns and after the lockdowns were lifted, I don't have the same amount of traffic I did that I had in pre-COVID. I couldn't stand the breathing of the exhaust. I couldn't stand being stuck in traffic with the fumes, the stress of it all. Traffic is not good. But is the answer charging people? It will minimize traffic. It's just my only worry is you know, we already have individuals that are, I mean, the average person does not want to drive in traffic. The average person is not wanting to be on the freeway. It's because they have to go somewhere. They have to work. I lived in L.A. I had to go to school at UCLA. I lived about, 11, 12 miles away, so it took me about an hour and a half to get to work stuck in traffic. It wasn't by choice, in terms of, well, I have nothing better to do, so I want to go shopping over here. You know, the average person that lives in a place with congestion and traffic is not driving for fun. At Los Angeles Metropolitan Authority, L.A. County, is also exploring the idea of charging drivers on certain freeways during peak hours. They're looking at it as well, elected officials, et cetera, looking at congestion pricing is what they call it. And critics say that it unfairly impacts lower-income residents and will create more congestion on surface streets. That is true. So if you're trying to avoid the 110 or the 101, and you're trying, and people say, well, I'll have to pay there, they'll go where they don't have to pay. And now you're having individuals race down or congest the smaller streets. It's kind of stupid. I don't know how much you're going to be able to limit. And we have a huge, huge epidemic of people not wanting to go to work and wanting to work at home. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have enough roads and you don't have enough money for your roads, you might need to look at what you're spending. You know, I look at what some of these states are spending money on, and what's going on with the schools? What's going on with the, you know, I think it's nice that you're building this new statue. I think it's nice that you're naming it after somebody. But don't you think that money could go to better roads, go to the schools, go to security? I mean, where are all the tax dollars going? And instead you hear, well, we have to charge more. And they want to do this congestion tax, one, to bring in money, but two, to deter people from driving. So if somebody doesn't drive, they need to rely on somebody else driving. If you're not going to go grocery shopping, then you need somebody else to bring your groceries to you. If you're not going to go to Walmart, then you need somebody to deliver the Walmart goods to you or the Amazon goods to you. That's going to require drivers. So now what you're doing is you're penalizing the people that are helping those that are staying at home. That's not cool. So I think they need to think this through. Now, what do we do? We still have a health issue. Pollution is a health problem. Sitting in traffic is a health problem. Well, I would say building more roads. I mean, I think that, we could get the engineers involved. And I've driven in California many, many times. I've driven in New York. There's not enough roads. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Some of our freeways have 5 lanes. If you could have a 5-lane highway in New York, that would probably help. I've been on the LIE. Okay, the LIE is congested. There's not enough room for roads. Do we need to build vertically? Do we need to have upper and lower levels of freeway? I don't know which bridge it is in New York, but there's a lower level and an upper level. So now rather than just there being only a couple lanes on the bridge, you have now a doubled because there's an upper lower level. Maybe that's how we need to do things. I mean, eventually, I don't know if you've seen how things look with flying cars, but there's multiple vertical lanes. And then you need the drop-offs at different parts. But I think we have a road issue. You could tell people to stop driving, but we're bringing in thousands of people a day. We have new population growth all the time. And my fear is the more they want to legislate, are they going to start to legislate population control? They're trying to legislate less people drive and go to work and pick up groceries or go to the beach or go to the gym. Okay, if we're paying taxes, we're paying taxes so we could use the roads. I'm mixed. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for years, people will ask me about Michael Jackson, why he wore the glove, why he lightened his skin. And I have learned in medical school that he had suffered from a very rare disease, which actually isn't as rare anymore, called vitiligo. It's an autoimmune disease where people get patches of depigmentation, and we think that's why, based on his autopsy report, among other things, he would wear the glove and he would lighten the skin. And because
Because June is Vitiligo Awareness Month, we're going to be speaking to Dr. Pearl Grimes, Director of Vitiligo and Pigmentation Institute of Southern California, as well as Neil Goetz, living with vitiligo currently. So, Dr. Grimes, Neil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Wow. So, Dr. Grimes, talk to us about vitiligo.
So vitiligo is a rather classic autoimmune disorder where cells from the immune system attack and destroy the pigment cells that are in the skin. And these cells are called melanocytes. So when you lose these cells, it causes an area of depigmentation or a white patch. That white patch can appear on any area of the body, the face, the trunk, the extremities. So this condition becomes chronic, going through periods of stability and progression. And it is very, given the contrast, doctor, between the white patches and the normal skin, it causes profound psychological trauma for patients. Moreover, there's a myth that it's contagious. And this is truly a myth. And one other key point to make is vitiligo, despite the fact that you see it more in darker skin individuals, it has an equal incidence in all races and ethnicities.
So true. So true. Neil, you've had vitiligo. Talk to us about your journey.
Well, my journey started approximately 3 years ago when I noticed white patches under my lip, on the sides of my nose, and eventually spreading to my entire forehead. And I didn't know what it was, but it certainly didn't look good. And I went to see a dermatologist at that time, and she thought, well, it could be some reaction from some moisturizers or skincare products that I was using. Went to another doctor, said, well, that could be vitiligo, but you know, it's not so bad. You're a guy, and you know, you're a pale, fair-skinned person, and I really can't see the contrast so much, so don't worry about it. And that didn't help me, because I did worry about it, and I'm in the entertainment business, so I am in the public eye. I am sometimes photographed on the red carpet, and you know, you want to look your best, and I did not feel that I looked my best, and it was very depressing because I didn't know what to do.
And it's progressive, and so it can worsen. You know, Dr. Grimes, go ahead, Neil.
No, that's correct. It can. And one of the mental things is, you know, you keep looking. Is it worse today?
Right. Dr. Grimes, you know, among some of the challenges that you've seen with your patients, what are some things that need to be addressed right away when somebody does get a diagnosis such as vitiligo?
Well, certainly when a patient gets vitiligo, they need to be worked up thoroughly, because one of the key aspects of vitiligo is it's often associated with other autoimmune conditions. And one of those, probably the most common associated autoimmune condition, are thyroid disorders. The thyroid can be overactive or hyperthyroidism, or it can be underactive, hypothyroidism. So a workup is very important. Another challenge is the emotional burden, the psychological trauma of the condition. And when patients don't have a caregiver or someone that they have confidence in, this can be an additional source of major, major stress. And, you know, there's this ongoing issue that vitiligo is that the condition is contagious. And so when patients experience other individuals who don't have a knowledge base, this can compound the emotional trauma and stress, given that there is this myth that vitiligo is a contagious condition.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are speaking to Dr. Grimes, who is an expert. She's Pearl Grimes, Director of Vitiligo and Pigmentation Institute of Southern California, as well as Neil Goetz, who lives with vitiligo, is in the entertainment industry and very well known. Neil, you know, what would you like to tell my listeners that you wish you knew or you were told when you were diagnosed with this?
Well, I wish I were told that there are management plans, and that there is hope if you get the disease properly diagnosed and if you find a dermatologist who has expertise in this area, which I was very lucky to find Dr. Pearl Grimes in Los Angeles. So there is hope. And as Dr. Grimes mentioned, it is an autoimmune disease. It's not cosmetic. It's not something in your mind. It's something real, and it can be treated. And in fact, I feel better referring to it as an autoimmune skin disorder rather than referring to it by its name of vitiligo, because vitiligo brings up images of Michael Jackson and other negativity and questions about it. So it's serious, and I take my management plan seriously, and I work hand in hand with Dr. Grimes. I listen to what she has to say. She teaches me what I need to know, and where there's hope, you know, there's feeling better about yourself.
So true. Dr. Grimes, talk to us about some of the treatments that are available.
Well, first of all, I want to make the point that I think it's so important for patients to have resources. And they're the resources that we provide as clinicians and caregivers, but they're also resources that patients can log into. There is thisisvitiligo.com. There's also the Global Vitiligo Foundation.org. And these are excellent resources for patients where they can get substantial new information on vitiligo, as well as finding physicians at a national level who treat the condition. Additionally, I think it's important to have patients recognize that we really have made substantial advances in the last 5 to 10 years, not only in our understanding of the players driving vitiligo, but we've made amazing new advances on treatment. We have new topical therapies. We are better at using phototherapy. So I think the present and the future is so bright for patients who have suffered significantly with this psychologically devastating and traumatizing disorder.
So true, so true. Well, we really appreciate everything you do, Dr. Grimes, and Neil, for spreading the word. Honestly, I think there's even more than, you know, of 1.5 million Americans, I think is an understatement, because as you pointed out, people kind of may keep this to themselves, or it may get ignored or blown off by their provider that's not very competent in diagnosing autoimmune skin disorder. So we definitely appreciate it. One final word, please again direct our listeners to where they could get more information.
Happy to direct your listeners, and I agree with your comment. Vitiligo has been blown off. It's been regarded as cosmetic, and this is, as a take-home message, it is an autoimmune disease. It is in no way cosmetic. For additional information, the patients can go to thisisvitiligo.com. They can also go to the globalvitiligofoundation.org. for substantial information, as well as physicians around the country who are skilled at treating this psychologically devastating condition.
Amen. Thank you both so much. We really do appreciate all the work you're doing, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Duck. All right, guys, we are back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.